Good.
Just for informal, yeah. Otis wrote the archiver. They put it in.
Welcome, everybody. First of all, I want to say on behalf of the GMs that when hiring GMs, you need to issue a little special kit.
It's a warning.
It consists of a helmet, a Kevlar vest, a Bible, or Koran.
Or both.
Or both, that's right.
Instead of thick skin.
And real thick skin. Okay, as you know, WPFW, like the other stations, are engaged in their fall player drive. Our drive this year began on October 16th, the day after the Means More Movement march and rally. And it continues until the 31st. We'll end it this Monday at 7 p.m. We even know what time we're going to end it. Now, I'm happy to say that this drive so far appears to be, you know, one of our more successful drives ever. Our goal for the drive was $515,000. As of Friday, we were ahead of schedule by about $50,000.
Awesome.
Yeah. But, you know, that's a Friday and one day at a time. So, but we're very, very pleased with that. We're very, very pleased with how our listeners are responding. We're very, very pleased at how our programmers are responding to some new protocols that we put in place to improve the efficiency of our players' drives. Amongst those protocols is having identified what gifts, what premiums we're going to offer by October 3rd. We ask that all programmers, public affairs hosts, on air, have their material in to our development team by October 3rd. That helps a lot. It also helps us reduce costs because in the previous drives, people were coming up at the last minute with deals they didn't make with somebody or something. You know, without vetting that activity through our development department. And what happens is that we have to go back and renegotiate those deals to get the best deals possible because, you know, programmers and such aren't in the business of negotiating those types of deals. So they've been very, very compliant. You know, there was a little rumbling about it, but everybody's complying. You know, we don't have a bunch of premiums coming in at the last minute over budget. So this allows us to, you know, to keep our costs under control. That was one of our priorities in terms of how we're going to increase our revenue. We set it upon ourselves in our budget for this year, for this year now, that we wanted to see a 15% across-the-board increase in our revenue. And the reason for that is because we, as you all know, have the smallest staff in the network, and we want to hire some positions. You know, we still don't have a program director, even though it's in the budget. We don't have a news director, even though it's in the budget. And we don't have, you know, some other support positions that we need in order to better improve our programming and to give our programmers some assistance in improving what they do. The news director position, we put on hold until the end of this drive. We hope to have that position filled now that we have a HR person. We want to have that position filled no later than the first of the year. We want to post our program director's position at that time, around the first of the year. The news position is very important to us because news is what we do. We're in Washington, D.C. Not having a news director has hamstrung us in many respects. The station has been without a news director for quite a long time, and now it's time to move forward. So we'll be hiring that position before the end of the year and furthering along our development of our own news department. I want to thank our development director, Tiffany Jordan, and her staff for putting together this very, very successful drive thus far. She's done a real hell of a job of redeveloping what we do, not only during the drive, but pre-drive and also after the drive. Because one of the things that is hurting all of us are fulfillment rates. Now, our fulfillment rate right now is about 85%. We want to do better than that. So she's put some things in place, including, contacting these people, more regularly, being more aggressive about going after those people who have not responded. And so, those are the things that we're going to put in place, and those are the things that we believe will give us a 15% increase in our revenue. Not only that, but the website. We have entered into a contract with a company that will be redeveloping our website right after the drive. We chose to do it after the drive because, quite frankly, we didn't want any service disruptions during that period. It's too important. But with an enhanced website, we figure we can generate more revenue. We can archive better. We can, make our station more accessible, to the internet listener. There are a lot of improvements that we can do with an enhanced website, and that's why we have embarked on that project, and we hope to have that completed by the end of November. We will start improving it and implementing some of these things. Hopefully we'll be meeting next week, literally, to discuss this with the company that that we've agreed to accept the bid on. Also, security has been an issue at the station. We are in the heart of D.C., and some of our people are concerned about security. So, we have entered into an agreement with a security company to provide some technology, some tracking technology in terms of who comes through the building, when, and what kind of access people have. Right now, we don't have cameras or anything like that. A lot of people don't want that. But we do need to upgrade that security because, like I say, we are in the heart of Washington, D.C., and we do have our detractors, some friendly and not so friendly. I want to thank one of your board members, or one of our board members, Zarina Shakur, for initiating a station cleanup program. We had a lot of space at WPFW that was going underutilized. With her efforts, we started culling a lot of dead machinery and equipment and all kinds of different things. And, we're literally making more space at the station because we're not going to be able to relocate as soon as we'd like to. And so we want to make more space available to, our staff. We do want to do some training. We need space for that. And we just want to improve the overall atmosphere, at the station. So we've begun that process, thanks to Zarina and some other board members. I also want to acknowledge the fact that in September, we had our volunteer awards ceremony, banquet. We hadn't done one in a few years. We used to do them regularly. We revived that thanks to people like Gloria Turner and Rob Robinson and one of our programmers, Vaughn Martin, and Jim Brown, the our LSB chair. They were very instrumental in pulling together a very successful award ceremony. And I don't know whether the other stations have such, but it certainly gives the volunteers, because we honored all of our volunteers, it gives them a chance to really, really meet each other, greet each other, and share in the success of each other's work. So we're very, very proud of that. It was a very, very successful event. We also met with our programs to talk about the payola and the indecency issues. Why? Because it's necessary. So we called a special meeting. We invited the network attorney, John Krieger, to come and talk to our programmers about payola and what that consists of, plugola, what that consists of, and the responsibilities in terms of indecency. A lot of people didn't understand that when a person, you know, a programmer, for example, and you know we have several music programs on WPFW, and when you have people going out getting tickets and things like that, that those tickets have to come through station management. They cannot go out and individually just grab tickets from some club owner and distribute them over the airwaves. That creates very serious issues for us. It's also going to create serious issues for them because those FCC fines will not only be levied against the station, but they'll be levied against the individuals involved. So, you know, we had a meeting with Kriegler. The programmers got to ask him questions and get the real deal about, you know, what's at stake in regards to that. We're going to be initiating some punishment protocols for those who disobey those rules. First time being a written warning, second time suspension, third time you're out of there permanently. And I think that's fair and it's certainly appropriate. Let's see. I want to thank another board member, by the way, Gloria Turner. I think I may have offered my congratulations to her for also participating in that volunteer awards ceremony. Now, as you know, WPFW is trying to be more proactive about producing events that emerge from Washington, D.C. Thank you, Jane.
You're welcome.
Now, this is one reason why I strongly support Rob's efforts and the program committee's efforts, because I think each signal area needs to do that to get their local people on air, give their local people opportunities to be on air nationally. So anything that committee can do to facilitate that, you know, we're all in favor of. Right now, the situation is kind of haphazard. There's not enough accountability. You know, when someone has an idea for a national broadcast, you know, there's no real protocol to making that happen. So I support those efforts, and you will be getting my input on your recommendations. Also, we have successfully completed our negotiations with our staff on the after contract. You will be receiving our proposal to our staff in a matter of days, and so that we can facilitate its ratification. The staff is very pleased at what we came up with, so I hope we can get that inked as soon as possible. As I mentioned before, we are not going to be able to relocate the way we'd want to. We were hoping to relocate maybe next year, but we're concerned about our own finances as well as Pacifica's finances, because it's, you know, relocation takes money. So we have re-signed our, well, I shouldn't say re-signed, we have negotiated a 3-year extension on our current lease, hopefully, with the intent of coming up with the money, as much money locally as we can, to make that relocation possibility a reality. So that's what's happening on that end. And let's see what else. Once again, PFW is operating in the black financially. We're very, very pleased about that. We are making our mandatory reserve payments at a very nice pace. I'd like to see us raise $600,000 this drive, which is a possibility. When I get back, you know, we'll be making that final push tomorrow and Monday. Okay. I also like to acknowledge the success of our new hip hop programming. We've initiated a progressive hip hop strip from 11 p.m. to midnight. And we did that with the idea of attracting, you know, younger folks to our listenership. They are having, you know, one hell of a response in this current drive. We initiated that program back in back in the winter. It's been very, very successful. I'm very, very proud of those folks for what they've done. And I'm also proud of all of our programmers, public affairs and music, who have really, let's put it this way. People don't support what they don't like. If they didn't like it, they wouldn't support it. And the success of this Players Drive indicates to me that, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that enjoy what we're doing and appreciate what we're doing. And then, let's see, is there anything else? Nope, that's it. I do have one thing to say, though, a couple of things, about the conference calls that some of us have to participate in. I would implore the board to consider setting limits on these conference calls, on the times of these conference calls, the length, should I say. Because a lot of people who want to participate but cannot participate because some of these meetings go on for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours.
9 hours.
Just drop out. And see, that's the problem. You drop out, you miss a lot, you know. So, you know, like I said, there are a lot of people, you know, like myself, who would like to participate in some of these conference calls, but, you know, when you spend 12, 14 hours at the station, and then you have to go spend another 8 hours on a conference call, it's just not doable. And that's not all of them. That's, I just wanted to say that. Because I know Mark Roberts in particular is concerned about that, and I'm sorry he couldn't be here today because of some family issues. But it also pulls at people's availability, to be frank with you. Also, I hope that the PNB meeting for January is scheduled for D.C. I don't know whether you guys have set a date in stone yet. We hope that it'll be around Martin Luther King's holiday, which is the 15th. And we hope you consider that because there are a lot of activities in the city that we'd like for you folks to take part in coming to D.C. And now I'm open for questions.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. We've exhausted time. We continue to exhaust time.
I'm exhausted. In 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Okay.
Any objections? You object? Oh, okay. Serena.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ron. And
thank you, Serena.
Yes, we are trying to get the station cleaned up, clean and paint it, and the carpet's clean and everything.
Getting ready for you guys.
So that you all will come into a nice facility, okay? I appreciate the fact that we have the hip-hop stream in the evening, although I do have some questions, and you know we can talk about that later. But it is an opportunity where we have young people that are at least participating, and they do music and public affairs all in within that show. So it isn't just that they're playing P. Diddy or somebody, which thank God they don't play.
No P. Diddy.
Okay, and they don't play R. Kelly either.
No R. Kelly.
But no, what I want to ask is, aside from the pledge drive, my impetus is really about fundraising and development in other areas. And so what are we looking at trying to do? I know we have lots of programs that were part of the Blues Festival, the Jazz This, and all those other things, but they aren't really bringing money in to the station. What is it that we are going to be able to do to make money available aside from the pledge drive?
We have several projects that we'd like to see come to fruition. One is a community awards fundraiser and banquet. What we want to do is we want to award groups and individuals in our community who have not only been supportive of WPFW, but have been just outstanding members of the community who are doing things, who are trying to make something happen. I envision that for the spring. It will be a fundraiser. And it will, and like I say, we'll honor some community groups, organizations, and individuals. And it's our way of giving back and at the same time getting something back. Also, we are going to be talking about hosting WPLW's first annual music festival. And I say music festival as opposed to jazz festival or blues festival because WPLW does so many genres of music. Blues, jazz, old school, hip-hop. And so by next summer, we'd like to have the first annual WPFW Music Festival. And that'll be accompanied by some public affairs activity also. That will be a fundraiser. Those are two major events. But also the Internet. You know, we are really looking forward to a more robust website because we really want to engage in some e-commerce at a much greater pace, at a much greater scale. We want to use that to assess our listenership. You know, we really want to have it, you know, a two-way dialogue with our listeners, a much better, much better accounting of who listened to us, when they listened to us, and why they listened to us. So all of that will come forth with a, you know, with a redeveloped website and things like that. And we're also, you know, we're looking at all ideas. We're looking at any idea. Any idea that can generate interest in WPFW, we're willing to look at. Whether it comes from the board, whether it comes from an individual, whether it comes from my head or somebody else on my staff, it doesn't matter. We're, you know, we're in the business of making ideas come to reality.
Okay, thank you. Teresa?
I want to apologize. I swear to myself that I will not use sarcasm because when you use sarcasm, you say the exact opposite of what you mean. And not in your report, but in the previous report with Mr. Hardot, I made a comment about our webmaster, which was the exact opposite, so I must apologize. Our webmaster is superb and service to anyone who calls for his services. I just want to ask, what specific steps are you taking to reach into the Latino community?
We have a committee of inclusion on our LSB. We're trying to work with that committee to find better ways to reach out to the Latin community. We will be doing some Latin news. We're going to integrate some Latin news segments into our current Latin programming. We have a strip of Latin programming, which right now focuses primarily on the music, even though they do interviews and things like that. But we want to give, we want to provide more resources to that strip because it's already there, and we want to improve that. We want to give,
you know,
more
time.
Yeah, but
pardon me.
Are you going to add more time to it?
Yes, we can add more time to it, and not only there, but in other parts of the schedule. So we're not just focusing on that particular part of the strip, but we also want to find a way to integrate this throughout our programming. We do anticipate some changes in our programming. I would say sometime after the first of the year. Latin programming is one of our priorities. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. And we want to do it in a way that is going to reach that audience.
So you expect that come January, if you're asked this question, you'll
have... I'll have some concrete answers for you, some very concrete answers for you.
Okay.
Some examples.
Thank you, Ron. We've exhausted time yet again, and I'd like to move forward. We do have two other individuals on the stack. If you all can touch base with Ron outside of the context of this meeting, that would be wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, guys.